It's become a very mobile world. We're visiting today with Don Stanley, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Don, people are using computers that they hold in their hands everywhere. Tell us a little bit about that.
There are huge explosive growth in use of mobile in the last 5 years in particular, and the trend is continuing. For example, there's a stat that there are more mobile phone subscriptions than there are people who use toothbrushes in the United States. Also, when it comes to those devices, there's a stat that 94% of people who have a digital phone, a smartphone, will keep it within arm's reach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because it's their camera, it's their computer, it's their phone. It serves lots and lots of different purposes for them.
Why are people so infatuated with these devices?
Having access to mobile devices where we can connect to people and have some feel some sense of community is more important than ever before. So we spend a lot of time using those devices to feel those connections.
Don, what are some behaviors associated with this attachment to mobile devices?
The most recent stats were the average person who has a smartphone will look at that smartphone 150 times per day and spend a minimum of 141 minutes per day on that device. And so it's really become a tool in the utility belt. For example, my father-in-law will check with an app for his co-op what's going on with different prices at the co-op. I'll check information about my kids' events that are going on. And you can check sports scores. You can check all different kinds of things. It's like the newspaper, the television, the radio, all combined into one, and we get to carry it around. Plus, we can take pictures and shoot video with it as well. So it becomes a chance for us to do multiple things with a single device.
Don, what could possibly go wrong with this?
One of the big concerns is the use of advertising, and you get unwarranted, unwanted texts. But also, you know, being aware that when you're using your mobile devices, in almost every case, you're being tracked and data is being collected on you.
Don, look into your crystal ball. Where does this mobile revolution go from here?
I think mobile just continues to get bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. As the technology gets faster, we're just going to become more and more dependent on it. It's going to be, at least for the 21st century, our version of the newspaper, magazines, radio, and television all rolled into one.
And Don, do you see anything emerging here in the future we should keep our eyes on?
I think the biggest thing that we'll start to see is more targeted messages to us. Companies are tracking what we're doing. And so companies, in a good way, will be able to send us information that's more relevant. It's good for companies, but for us as users, is that good?
We've been visiting with Don Stanley, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.